This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous. These stories of angels and miracles will strengthen your faith that good things do happen to good people. And one of the ways that miracles occur for people is when they get a premonition or a gut feeling, and those feelings avert certain disaster. Sometimes you just have to listen to your gut feelings, as you'll hear in today's stories. In our first story, Mary Grant Dempsey tells us that it was New Year's Eve, and she was all dressed up for the party they were going to that was being hosted by the boss of Mary's husband. Mary's six-year-old niece was staying with them while her sister recovered from back surgery, so Mary had to find a babysitter for the evening. She found one, an older woman recommended by neighbors. So they were all set to go to the party, which was being held at a local hotel. Mary says, "The evening was still young when I had an overwhelming feeling of dread. I wanted to leave. My husband asked if I could stick it out until after the midnight toast, but I knew I could not. A feeling of panic was overwhelming me. I knew my husband was embarrassed in front of his boss, but I would not give in, so we left." 15 minutes later, they pulled into their driveway and entered their home. They found that highly recommended babysitter passed out on the couch. There was a bottle of scotch on the coffee table and an empty glass on the carpet next to a burning cigarette. Mary says, "For many years when we lived in that house, I looked at the burn mark in the carpet as a reminder of what could have been and thanked God for sending his heavenly message."
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maureen Slater shares another story about listening to her gut feeling. It happened when she went to a classmate's house one evening to work on a school project. Now, this classmate, Patty, lived right across from the school that Maureen walked to and from every day. It was about a mile from her house. Maureen's dad insisted on driving her to Patty's house that night, even though Maureen found that embarrassing. When she and Patty finished their work, Maureen decided she would just walk home. There was no reason to have her father come and pick her up. She was 12 years old and grown up enough to walk home. So she set off for home, but then tells us, "For no reason and without warning, I was suddenly overcome with a feeling of absolute dread and fear. My heart pounded so fast that I had trouble catching my breath. I was terrified and didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what to do or where to go, but I knew I needed to get away. I quickly turned back towards Patty's house and ran straight to her door." Maureen called home after all and had her dad come and pick her up. And then at school the next day, Maureen heard kids talking about some girl who was viciously raped in the lane by the church the evening before. Nobody knew any of the details or who she was, but it sounded horrible. Maureen had walked right past that very lane on her way home from Patty's house. It was there that she had become so unexplainably terrified and turned and went right back to Patty's house. Maureen says, "As an adult, I often think about that evening. I am taken back again and again to the mystery surrounding it. I have no explanation, but I am positive that something beyond my human comprehension occurred. I wonder if I had a guardian angel looking out for me, making me more fearful than I had ever been in my entire life. There was absolutely no reason at all for me to be so terrified, but something made me run back to the house to call my dad and ask him to pick me up. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels and the Miraculous. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. And you will find this book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. You can also sign up for our newsletter, and you will receive a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email with stories from this book and our other new bestsellers. Just go to our website and click on newsletters, and you can pick the ones you want. And please come back for our next episode to hear two stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Advice That Changed My Life, about why it's not selfish to take care of yourself.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.